today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, the saga of the Karanda Range Road. It goes on. Interesting, isn't it? You go back 3 or 4 years and already we were being told that the Karanda Range Road was at capacity. Now we're being told, no, it's fine and it's only increasing in demand, about 1% a year, so it'll be fine through to the year 2050. I don't know how these bizarre reports come out and who are they quoting? Do they ever quote the engineers' names that come up with these weird projections? I'll just quote from the Cairns Post today. It says it's the most hotly debated route in the region, and despite a $210 million plan to make it safer, road users are still chorusing a clear message. They want more to be done. A $210 million promise to improve the treacherous Karanda Range Road was cemented in the federal government's budget, handed down in October. I'll cut to the chase here. Main road spokesman said the department was working with the federal government to develop scope of works and delivery timeframe for the safety improvements. The spokesman said $35 million worth of upgrades for an intelligent transport system, it's referred to as an intelligent transport system, were already underway and due to be finished in early next year. This is the planning, and a study to test and investigate long-term solutions for the ageing Barron River Bridge at Karanda had also started in the past week. Anyway, this is interesting. A Cairns Post poll. Have a listen to this. The Cairns Post poll showed 88% of readers believe more money should be spent on the Range Road, which is notorious for crashes and road closures, particularly during the far north wet season. So what they're saying is the plans that are out there at the moment are hopelessly inadequate. Enterprise North executive manager and former Cairns Mayor Kevin Byrne said he was pushing for an additional $600 million to widen the Karanda Range Road to accommodate heavy vehicles. And Kevin's on the line to talk about this, Executive Manager, Enterprise North. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning,
it's
John.
Unbelievable, and we discussed this the other day, that here we are, 25 years later, still talking about something that there were plans out for, actually more than 25 years ago, getting on 30 years ago, and nothing, not a sod has been turned.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I mean, this is a conversation that has no ending. A conversation that's involved many voices over decades. Mm. And if you'll recall Martin Tenney talking about this when he was the member for Barron River, there was discussion around a tunnel and improving access on the bridge through Karanda and so on. Subsequent to all of that discussion, we've had the Wet Tropics Management Agency and the listing of the Wet Tropics and so on. My position is this. We already have an alignment through there. We've been discussing it for long enough. We have a facility opening at the Cairns Airport at the end of the year. And it's in relation to enhancing our international freight capacity out of the airport. We have a growing population to the west of Cairns, and yet there has been absolutely nothing spent of any substance on that road, with all the indications of population increases, with all the indications of growth in horticultural capacity on the Atherton Tableland, and yet there has been deadly squat nothing done on the capacity of the Karanda Range Road. And it is a disgraceful set of circumstances that this region finds itself in. So if we wind the clock forward, I don't know how many studies have been done over the last three decades on the Karanda Range Road, plenty, I'd suggest. I know that the cumulative amount of money on those studies would be approaching $50 million. And if anybody seems to think that we can go from zero now through another access study and up through another wet tropics area, and so on, they're really deluding themselves. We need action now. We need action not in 10 years down the track. I mean, they just closed access to the bridge, a couple of lanes, and I think it's currently closed. Mm. until they do some further work on that bridge in Coranda. We need, that's for 25 tonnes now, it should be up to 50 tonnes at least.
Yeah.
So if people think that this issue about Coranda Range Road is going to be solved without having a concrete plan in place now, solved in the next decade, they're deluding themselves. And it's a disgraceful outcome and reflects poorly on successive state governments, successive members of parliament, successive mayors, the regional organisation councils at all in their advocacy failure for this. I could go on and on and on and talk more about it, which I hope this interview will bring out in the next couple of minutes.
Well, fundamentally, I need to ask you specifically your $600 million option. What would that provide that the $210 million option, which is being pursued by current government, what extra benefits would your option provide?
Well, it's not. Well, it's the option I'm advocating for, and it has been carefully done by planners and such, a DMR report, actually, Department of Main Roads.
Mm.
It would provide for this. It would provide for B double access,
yes,
which is the heavier vehicle access up to the west of Cairns,
yeah,
up to the other tableland. It would provide access for buses. It would provide in the critical parts of that road four lanes rather than two.
Yep.
It would provide more passing lanes. It would involve excavating into the rock face and the earth face, and
yep,
it would provide also some overhang construction. It's a bit like what you see in Asia and Europe in critical parts of the road where it bends. And it doesn't come cheap. I mean, the original cost was $800 million. I think this was done from memory about 4 years ago. Let's say you wouldn't get much change out of $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
But $1 billion. But John, it can't be done overnight. This would be a 5-year exercise. It would provide some inconvenience, but what it can do is provide some planning certainty. People who are investing in the Atherton Tableland will know if governments follow through with this. This is what will happen. It would allow, the Maribyrnong Council to plan for land releases and so on, and the Atherton Tableland, because Cairns is growing still, and will probably grow to the west of our current population footprint. The Cairns Airport will be able to know that by that particular date we'll be able to get B double vehicles up and down the range. People will not get scared witless about driving that range road in wet weather, because there will be safety issues that have been attended to with the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that we need to have an all-of-government decision, and it involves Mareeba and Cairns Regional Councils, for God's sake. They
yes.
can't shirk their responsibilities, and the state government and the federal government, mm-hmm. whatever persuasions they are, and it should form the cornerstone of the regional planning process that everybody's, talking about, but nobody's putting any boots on the ground
yes.
to achieve.
Yes.
And I think my personal feeling is that there are literally tens of thousands of people here that are either being kidded to by government. Last night I watched the ABC in Brisbane. Once again, it's Brisbane again, this focus on the southeast corner, talking about an upgrade of the Brisbane airport. Guess what? They've got plans afoot already for a combined terminal, the third terminal in Brisbane, combined international domestic terminal, and another runway to be opened by 2032 in concert with the Olympic Games, which will provide, listen to this, direct access through one terminal internationally to the west coast of America, and up into Asia and maybe to Europe.
Yes.
Through the one terminal with distribution there straight onto domestic flights to the rest of Australia.
Mm.
Guess what? We used to have that in Cairns 37 years ago.
Mm.
We had an international airport here that had access via Hawaii. Admittedly, we didn't have direct access, no stops, because we didn't have the aircraft capable in those days. but you could go to Hawaii and go through Hong Kong, go through Singapore and so on, in two stops into Europe and America.
Yeah.
I mean, Cairns was the epicentre of international transportation into Northern Australia. We've taken our eye off the ball here. Day in, day out, I see newspaper articles about, oh, what's happening at the Cairns International Airport and all the numbers again about going up and so on. I tell you what, I'll be brave enough to say this now. We fudge figures for the political argument. The reality is that we are well behind on the numbers that we of 5 years ago in terms of direct numbers flying in internationally to the Cairns Airport. We are a shadow of the former prominence that we once had as an international destination in tropical North Australia. That's the truth. And it goes a long way to the frustration that many of us feel in this community about the lack of planning, this regional plan. I mean, why are we talking about a regional plan that should have been commenced a decade ago, still hasn't been commenced yet? The Rock's talking about it, Advanced Cancer's talking about it, I'm talking about it. The Chamber of Commerce is talking about it. Councils are talking about it in isolation. It's high time that we got our heads together, threw our political playbooks out the window, and had an inclusive discussion and involved those people who know what they're talking about in relation to this big infrastructure that we need in the region.
This has been an excellent update, Kevin Byrne. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, comprehensive as that. And covering the decades too, across which Kevin was presiding in so many cases as Mayor of Cairns, and also, of course, these days, he's the Executive Manager of Enterprise North.